Our friend Nikki Leisure is on the hotline right now, who you'll see tomorrow night. She's back on Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yes, and I. Oh, that clip of the wrong answer. Oof.
Yeah. And they let her slide. She moved up to the $64,000 question.
Well, I love the fact that she literally was so upset. I was like, let her have it, man. This is,
yeah, be cool.
This is really going to cause some real problems.
If you watch the episode, what sucks is she talked at the first part of the episode about, you know, getting popped from Dancing with the Stars. Right. And she's like, you know, that sucks. I don't want that something like that to happen again. And
I then can't believe she wasn't a good dancer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Born June 1st in Cincinnati, Ohio, and raised in St. Louis, Missouri. A graduate of the University of Kansas, she is a stand-up comedian who has appeared on The Tonight Show, Conan, and Last Comic Standing, as well as standout appearances on numerous Comedy Central roasts. You can listen to her podcast and satellite radio show, You Up. You can see her Netflix special, Bangin', as well as seeing her on the Netflix stand-up series, The Degenerates. And tomorrow night, you can see her on a new episode of the hit ABC game show, Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Please welcome, comedian and friend of the show, Nikki Glaser.
My dear, how are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me on again. I'm just like a regular on the show during quarantine, and I love it.
Listen, I'm going to keep an eye on you. You can't be left to your own devices inside your own head for too long. Things will go badly.
I mean, it feels like I talked to you yesterday, and it was like 3 weeks ago. This thing just like flies by. And yes, thank you. Thank you for keeping in touch with me. I'm living with my parents right now, so it's easy to just like feel like I have nothing going on. And then I call into your show and I hear my credits and I'm like, oh yeah, I have a career. I forget. Like, I really do forget. Like, I there are posters all over my parents' house of like me during, you know, different shows I've done. And I don't even recognize the woman in the pictures. I don't wear makeup anymore. I haven't worn a fitted outfit in a month and a half. I put on makeup the other day to do a Zoom call, and I went to like go make coffee during it, and my dad like didn't recognize me. He thought they had a woman intruder in their house with a bad contour.
What happens with me is because I'm so used to, after 26 years of doing this morning radio thing, if it's Monday through Friday and I'm not at work, I don't know I'm doing it, but I'm doing the show. Like I'm doing, that's where my body gets, my mind gets that way. Like I'll start talking and drinking coffee and driving people around me completely insane. Do you find yourself doing trying out new jokes on Mom and Dad and trying in premises?
You know, in a similar way, I just seek attention. I'm still doing my radio show, so I feel like I'm getting a lot of that out in terms of like jokes and just talking. But, like, last night I made them watch me do karaoke in our living room on a Monday night, and I sang, like, 8 Taylor Swift songs back-to-back, and they just had to sit there and watch. Like, that's what I miss, just, like, performing and getting attention. So, you know, I let them sing a song here and there, but it was really about me. I, like, ordered a karaoke machine just so I could be performing under these circumstances. It's wild.
Did you turn to like an 8-year-old? You're like, Mommy, Daddy, watch me. Watch me. Do not look away.
Like,
watch me.
Yeah, and I'm screaming. Yeah. And it's not good. Like, I don't really, my voice is not, I'm not equipped to like handle the high notes. It was a pathetic display. I literally looked like a 5-year-old on her birthday. Like, and that's what I do on my birthday. Every year I rent out a karaoke room and I just sing a bunch of Taylor Swift songs. It's the only day where people just have to let you do what you want to do. It's the one day that you get to be like this diva kind of celebrity, and also in quarantine with your parents, apparently. So that's what I did last night. It's what we'll do again tomorrow, or tonight, and then tomorrow, and for the foreseeable future.
Actually,
tomorrow night I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, so I will get to watch myself with my parents, which is always fun. Like it's happened several times in quarantine that I've been on TV. I'm home watching myself with my parents, and I'm looking at a version of myself I don't even recognize because it's been so long since I've taped anything that I'm just like, oh yeah, I once was someone, but it's all been stolen.
I think that's the greatest though. I wish, oh my God, it'd be so great to be on a television show and be sitting with your mom and they'd be like, look, see, do you see?
I did.
Who's your favorite? I'm your favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's well, it's interesting because my sister lives in St. Louis as well, and she has a family, though, and so we haven't even, like, seen them. It's just, like, me being home with my parents, and it is nice to watch myself on TV. It's funny because every time I am on TV, they get so excited and they're so happy for me that it kind of is like my birthday. They like don't make me like do any chores. They're kind of like, can we get you anything? They're like, they're so, it whenever I have a TV appearance, it's like a special like holiday for me. It's awesome. So tomorrow night is going to be special because it's my second appearance on Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And last week was insane. I heard you guys talking about it, and this next appearance is, there's something funny that happens too, and it was the best TV I think I've ever made unintentionally.
Well, listen, that's not acting. Like, I saw that panic, and you can hear that.
No,
I was like, that's a horror film scream.
Yes, Johnny, I honestly forgot I was on TV when I started screaming. I stopped screaming because I was like, you're on TV. Like, remember that you can't act this way. But saying the wrong answer and locking in what you know is the wrong answer is a devastating experience. Like, I was just like, I have so much further to go. I just knew the rules of the show, and that once you say final answer, it's like they can't take it back. So I thought for sure that they weren't going to give it back to me. I wasn't even like crying because I was like, maybe they'll show me some sympathy and give it to me. I was crying because I was like, oh, I have to go home. This sucks. But then they were like, we've changed the rules and you can stay. And I was
it's
like,
for charity.
Oh,
it's for charity.
Yeah, for charity. Exactly.
You why? And by the way, your charity is birds? Birds?
Yeah, people are mad at me about that.
I'm not
too.
Mad.
People
I just.
Mad at me about everything.
I didn't know you like birds so much. I have ducks that I take care of. I'm good with it. I had a bird for 20. I had a parrot for 26 years, so I'm completely good with
what
that.
What are they mad about?
Wow. Well, people are mad about birds because they're like, the state of the world, you're focused on parrots. And I'm like, okay, first of all, lady, I didn't know that coronavirus is not as crazy as it was like when we taped this. So, and I was asked to give my charity weeks before that. So, you know, coronavirus was just in Wuhan. I couldn't find a Wuhan charity at the time.
Yeah.
And I
for bats.
Also like, I love birds, and I just think that they don't get a lot of attention in terms of animal rescue. It's always dogs and cats and horses. And birds, people are just like, oh, they're fine. And it's like, no, they're not. Like you just said, Johnny, they live so long. You have
right, parrots.
26 years. No one can say that about a dog. Yeah. And people get birds thinking like, oh, I'll just get a bird. And then people die.
That's right.
Or they just abandon them. And there's tons of birds that are just have to live out these long lives, and they just go from owner to owner. There's tons of misplaced birds, and
no,
I
you're right.
I just wanted to draw attention to the cause.
Hey, listen,
remind people they live long.
Anything kind is good, and I don't care. But if you have a problem with somebody being kind to another thing, another creature, another movement, another idea, you know, you can just get it all in your mouth. Just make sure you get all of it. My balls, everything. Just get it all in there. Because I just don't, you know.
That's the kind thing to do, right?
Yeah, I don't care. I just, listen, I got a bird one time from my buddy at a pet store who was so mean they couldn't sell him, his little Quaker parrot. I had to name him Henry after Henry Rollins, and he would literally run across the floor, climb up your leg to bite you, and he goes, I'll give you this bird if you just take, the bird, I'll give you the cage. It was a big cage. 26 years. You know, I got all these friends, bikers, tough guys that come in, they go, you know, if you don't show that you're scared, he'll stop biting your finger. I go, he will stop biting your finger, I swear to you, when the meat is gone. He would chew through, and they eventually, and I could handle him, but I mean, let me tell you how mean he was. He was so neurotic, he went through his feathers, and then I was like, are you getting into your skin? He was eating his way to his own heart. I had to have custom made, for 15 of those years, he had custom made vests. That velcroed on the back. His little wings went through them. They were felt, and they had stuff. And about every 6 months, he'd grow through it or chew on it enough. I'd have to replace it and wrestle it down. But
But
26 years we lived together.
Wow, that is so long.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's interesting because I just was all this bird talk. People have been talking to me about them, and I've been like, you know what? I want to get a bird because being in quarantine, I'm just dying for a new pet, and I also, like, stand-up is kind of dead and gone, and the reason I didn't get a bird before was because it's like, I'm always traveling with stand-up, and now that, like, you know, my dates keep getting pushed to like September and December, but I honestly don't think that until there's a vaccine, people will be gathering in, you know, clubs anymore. And so I'm like, oh, I should just get a bird because now I can be home. And then I reached out to a bird place and they go, you know, these things live like, you know, 25 years. And I was like, oh yeah, I even had to be reminded of it. Like, these aren't just like little pet, like it's not a cat. Right. It's not a dog. They're not that they are self-sufficient, but you know,
they still need
that's the
love.
Problem with birds is that they need you to be around. Yeah. So, I'm hoping stand-up stays gone so I can
listen, just be the trick. Just bet your emotional support bird and it just has to go with you everywhere.
That's what I pitched. That's what I was like. I can get it a little, a note from my doctor that I need an emotional support animal. And I will literally bring a bird on stage on my shoulder and do my act. I know I can do it. I know that it will be distracting at first. I'll have a couple bird jokes. And then I can just get into my act. And people will forget the bird is there. And then I'll be known as like the bird comic. And then I'll never find a husband. And I love that. I'll have my bird. I don't need anyone else.
We were sitting here listening through some old clips this morning, just from the different specials and different roasts and stuff. And I'd forgotten some of the stuff, like from anal across the board to hand jobs and guitar playing.
Now, Nikki, can I ask you, you mentioned that your parents are watching, obviously, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire celebrity special. Will they watch your specials or the roasts with you too and sit down?
You know, they will watch it with me. There's the other night there was actually, I was on this show late with Lily thing, something like that. I don't even remember. But I taped it back in November. I didn't even remember what I talked about on there. And so we sat down to watch it, and I just warned them. I was like, guys, I don't remember what I said. And so there could be some material that you don't want to be watching. But they figured since it was like NBC, you know, how bad could it be? But there were a couple bits that I was like, ugh, I wish I wasn't sitting here watching this with them. But for the most part, they are like so, they're so cool. They don't specifically go, wow, Nikki, I really like that joke about anal. But they just go, wow, great set, you know, or and they show their friends all my stuff. They brag about me constantly. So they really handle it as well as you can handle. I really relate to how girls, the porn stars I've talked to who have great relationships with their parents, it's a similar thing where it's like, yeah, they know what I do. Yes, they're supportive, but they don't like need to comment on it or like specifically get into what they like or don't like. My parents actually did me a really great favor. They were at my special taping for my banging special,
right? Mm-hmm.
And they were at the first taping, and I swear to God, the whole time I just saw my dad's head above everyone else because the audience was pretty well lit, which I didn't anticipate. And I just saw my dad's head the entire time. He was like a kind of a turtle head, kind of emerging. And he's very tall. And I just couldn't. And for the first time ever, I was like, oh, my God, my parents have to, like, hear these jokes. And I'm their daughter, and I'm talking explicitly about sex. And it's just like, that must be so hard for them. So in the middle of my special, I was like, I just have to stop and say that, like, my parents are here. And I just want to acknowledge that, like, this sucks that they have to, like, listen to this joke right now. And everyone laughed, but I was like, I honestly, as a 35-year-old woman, this is the first time in my life I've ever even thought about how they perceive, like, how they might feel. I've lacked empathy my whole career until just recently for them. You have to. If I worried about what people think,
yep,
right,
or what my parents think, sure, I wouldn't be able to do any of this.
That's right.
So it's like almost like a survival mode. But for the second, so I taped two shows for Bangin'. For the second show, they volunteered to leave, and they let me do one without them, and that's the one you mainly see footage of in the special.
That's so good.
You're like, that's the one where I'm a little looser. I also took like a hit off my, you know, weed pen before it too.
It's like letting your parents in the room on your wedding night. You're like, listen, I gotta get weird and dirty here. Yes. You're really cramping my freakiness. Like,
but I love that they're supportive though too, and cool enough that they love you.
Which, by the way, I understand that it's cool for an adult film actor to be cool with her parents and them respect what she does for a living, and that's fine. But I don't think it's the same watching you do comedy as watching your daughter get gangbanged by five guys in the bottom of a bukkake pool.
I agree. I do agree, but I talk about those kind of concepts. So, like, what's worse is someone, like, knowing that she's doing, like, no one watches their daughter do porn. Let's just be honest with ourselves. That doesn't happen. But, like, you know that it's happening. You can only imagine what she's doing out there. But my parents, like, have to sit and listen to me explicitly explain with great poetic detail the goings-on of my sex life. So it's almost like kind of like reading them erotic fiction that I wrote. It's so uncomfortable, and they're very strong to be able to put up with it.
Then how are you with porn? Are you a visual girl?
Yes, I love it, and I watch. I have to step away from it though because I'm too dependent on it, and just no one, literally no one, can do the things that I watch. So like I'm setting a partner up for like failure. I mean, I just watch like my porn searches involve me. My old joke used to be that I just type in girl running through warehouse scared, and then I just like see what else comes up. But it's generally happening in like a dungeon scenario, and like there's a lot of like weird, you know, things that she's tied up to, and it requires a whole set design man in the St. Louis County area has to offer.
Here is the. I just felt a little bad about myself. I know the ones you're talking about.
Yeah, I pay $30 a month for kink.com. I pay for my porn. I don't mess around. I know what I like. I don't like seeing 5 minutes of a video that, you know, they decide are the best 5 minutes, or like, you know, I like a whole hour and 14 minutes that I can. I don't watch an hour and 14 minutes. Some of these, I'm like, this girl went through an hour and 14 minutes of this stuff. Like these women are so strong, but you know, I like to go through it and search and find my favorite part. I don't like to just depend on what they're giving to me for free. And you know, these women and men, but mainly the women are working so hard for my entertainment. I think it's very important to pay for your porn. I mean, not now because Pornhub's giving away premium subscriptions, but you know, when time comes, pay for your porn, people.
Nikki,
now, remind me,
gross about it, that's for sure.
Remind me, when you first went into quarantine at your parents' house, did you not, you didn't have your vibrators?
Or you did grab them.
You were just not masturbating yet?
I had my assistant ship them.
Okay, because I was worried that
they
you hadn't done
anything.
They
were at my apartment, and so my assistant had to go find them and then, like, wrap them up and then ship them to me, and I had to pretend like I was getting a shipment of, like, toiletries when they arrived on our doorstep at my parents' house.
You're like, you guys need to go outside and get some sun for like 45 minutes, okay?
I was like, we need to let this box sit for about 3 days in the corner to get the coronavirus off it. Don't touch it. So that was, and honestly, have you ever tried to pleasure yourself under your own parents' roof?
Well, my entire teenage years, I could sneak it in, you know.
That's a good point. I didn't during my teenage years. Like, I didn't touch myself until I was probably, like, 27 or something. Like,
what?
I just didn't. I don't know what's wrong with me. I was, like, stunted sexually, and believe me, I'm making up for lost time. But, like, I am right back to where I was when I was a teenager. I just, there's nothing sexy about living at home. Like, it's the last thing I want to do is, like, have a sexual experience in my childhood bedroom.
Right. No, you're right.
You know, I'm just not horny being at home. And it's kind of nice. I get to take a break from, like, caring about men and boys. Like, I'm just stressed out about other things. So caring about boys, like, I just don't care. Although it's pretty funny, like, on tonight's or tomorrow's episode of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, my lifeline, like my phone a friend, is a guy I like went on one date with, and then he just like did, we had a great date, and then he just didn't want to hang out again, or was kind of like giving me the runaround. So I decided to use him as my phone a friend just so I could, like, put him on the spot and call him.
Very funny.
And it's pretty funny.
You tell me about this Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Because, you know, this is a show that you've got to have a real good trivia mind. You've got to, you know, you've got to know some pretty random things. And you felt good about it? Because, by the way, I love trivia. Like, I'm one of those jerk-offs in the bar that'll be like, hey, want to do this while we drink? Because
trivia is so fun. Yeah. I love it. I'm not, like, that great at it by any means, but And the producers were surprised. They told me that celebrities, like, you don't know this, but, like, you know, when they ask celebrities to do these shows, a lot of celebrities turn it down because they don't want to come off as stupid. Like,
sure.
Celebrities need to protect their image and one question that they get eliminated for early on, and then they're stupid for the rest of their careers. And I just never even considered that. I was just like, listen, if I get eliminated for a question, like, early on, it's because that's a gap in my knowledge. And
right.
I will admit
right.
that I have wild gaps in my knowledge that are just like, you would be like, how do you not know that, Nikki? But it's just, I'm sorry. I just, like, even the the first question was honestly, for me, was maybe a $64,000 question. Like, I would have the level of difficulty. I really needed Dr. Drew there to help me. But that's just because that's just the way my brain works. So I don't really care if I'm dumb at something. But I do know that I'm smart because,
of course,
you know, I got a 5 on my AP English exam. And listen, I wasn't a straight A student, but that's because I didn't try hard enough. I'm confident enough in being smart, but I didn't realize that so many celebrities have this like aversion to game shows. Cause I, in doing this show, you get to ask, someone to be the smartest person, you know, quote unquote, to sit behind you. And ultimately Dr. Drew said yes, but even he was like, I don't want to do this. Like, what if I'm dumb? And I'm like, if you're dumb, it's because it's a question about Britney Spears. No one expects you to know that, Dr. Drew.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's creepy if you do.
I asked a couple celebrities early on before Dr. Drew, not because I didn't want Dr. Drew, but I just hadn't thought of him yet. And I got turned down a lot because celebrities were like, I'm sorry, thank you for asking me, but I don't, if I mess it up for you, I will never be able to live with myself. And I'm like,
so
I don't
weird.
Care. This is just an opportunity for you to be on TV. Nikki, come on.
Nikki, here's the thing. First of all, I thought Dr. Drew was there as emotional support for you. I thought, you know what, Nikki, this is a lot of pressure. And she, the whole Dancing with the Stars thing. And I'm like,
that's pretty smart.
That's smart. Because like when you started to have the meltdown on the last week, I was like, oh, I'm so glad Dr. Drew is there, you know, just to make sure you're back. But let me back up a little bit. Here's the thing about you. Of course you're smart. Think about it. Of course those celebrities are worried about coming off stupid. They're reading other people's words in order to look smart. You have to write your own movie, i.e. your own special, your own set. It's all you. You're the one creating it. I mean, of course you're smart. Of course you're quick. I mean.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me. I'm freaking smart. I'm stupid about certain things. Like, I just know my limits. You know, and by that I mean, like, I don't understand limits. That's the mathematical term limit. But I don't know math. I'm not great at I'm just not great at math. I'm not great at history. There are certain things that I'm like, I don't know. I have a good memory. I'm very perceptive because I'm a comedian. I observe a lot. So there's a lot of information swirling around in my brain, and I surprise myself on the show. But there was never a part of me that was like, oh, I'm going to look stupid. Like, if anything, my biggest fear was I'm going to do something stupid, which is like accidentally say the wrong answer and lock it in. And that fear was obviously confirmed.
Lighthouse.
So that was my biggest fear, was just doing something stupid. And guess what? I did, and I survived. And it was a great television moment.
And how much money did you make for the birds?
I can't tell you because it's on tomorrow night.
Okay.
The rest of the episode, but I did win big, and, people have got to watch tomorrow night because it's going to be funny again. Like it was taped right before everything shut down. It was a weird time to be like on stage and like doing a show. And it was just it was the last time I did TV, and it was honestly the most fun appearance I've like ever had on a show. So, it's tomorrow night on ABC.
All right, you guys, check it out. 9 o'clock Kansas City time, Wednesday night, ABC. Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Miss Nikki Glaser, and I. And by the way, your specials, and I'm going to let you go. Your specials had to be off the hook. Have you getting any reports back from Netflix on the viewership of like Bangin' and Degenerates and like that?
You don't get anything back. You don't hear anything back, and it's so frustrating. I mean, there's part of it that's nice because then you can't go like, I'm not doing well enough, and you don't look at ratings and all that stuff. But then there's another, you know, I'm also on Sirius Radio, who doesn't release their numbers. So I'm involved with two companies that they don't let you know how you're doing at all. However, you know, the feedback I get and the amount of people that have seen Bangin' just in terms of how many people have written me about it is just, like, crazy. So I know people are watching it. I know, you know, the algorithm is pushing it to people. But if you haven't seen Bangin' yet, you should definitely check it out.
Oh, it's so good. Listen, stay in touch. Let us know if you need something. If you need batteries, you need something rechargeable, you need to send you an emergency box or something. We have an incredible
supply. Thank you guys so much. It's always so fun talking to you. Let's talk again soon, because I'm not listening anytime soon, and I'm around.
All right. Thank you. The great Nikki Glaser. Nikki Glaser.
Be safe.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.